Welcome to the Wildly Balanced Podcast.
Wildly Balanced is your weekly permission slip to bring more fun and wildness into your work-life balance.
Join us every week for our favorite tips on how to have more fun, shift your mindset, and let your wild side flow.
What's up, Jill?
What up, Car?
Not much. How was your week?
It's going good. Trying to be a little productive, but like also not productive. It's like one of those weeks. Yeah. What about you? How's your week going? Any fun plans this weekend?
Ooh, that sounds like a good week. I have some super fun plans because the time that we're recording this, it is my anniversary on Friday. 4 years with good old Chad. So I don't know what we're doing, but we're going to hang out, take some time off and hang out with each other. Maybe go snowboarding, go up the mountain.
Snowboarding sounds like exercise.
Fun exercise though, so it's fine.
I can think of a lot of other fun exercises that not snowboarding. That could also celebrate anniversary. You know, if you know, you know.
And this is why we have an explicit podcast. She's talking about sex.
Sex, baby. I hope my mom doesn't listen to this one.
Chad, cut that out.
Yeah, we were like, Jared and I were talking about wanting to go to Top Golf this weekend. I don't know if you know what that is. It's like an outdoor, but they have like these bays. And then it has like, it feels like a driving range. Do you know what a driving range is, Carly?
I do know what a driving range is.
But like, so on like the range, like there's little like circles that you want to like get to, and the ball has like a microchip in it, and you get points for like where you hit it. And you can like obviously drink and get food. But like we were looking at the times and it's like no reservations for Saturday. And we're like, well, that's bullshit. Like, and then like the only ones on Friday are like before 4 p.m. And we're like, we don't wake up that early. Also, I have a lot of shit to do Friday before 4 p.m. But I was just like, well, this is lame-o.
Sounds so fancy though.
I know. I really want to go.
With microchips?
Yeah.
Fancy.
The fanciest of the fancy.
Sounds like advanced mini golf.
Advanced driving range practice. Fun fact, I was almost on the golf team in high school. We'll just leave that story for a whole nother day.
Damn. That's cool. I was nothing in high school. I didn't do anything. I was like, I'm going to go to class. I'm going to go home.
I'm surprised you went to class, to be honest.
You've seen me solve a Rubik's Cube. I was smart.
What?
I am smart. I still am. I can still solve one.
Language context there, Car. No, you are. You're a brilliant, beautiful babe. All the bees.
Oh, thanks. Speaking of bees, what are we talking about today?
Ooh, look at you with the transition.
That segue, though.
We're going to talk about boundary setting today.
Permission to set boundaries. This is going to be a good episode.
Because boundaries are fucking hard. And like, especially I feel like as a woman, it's like, and I hate to be like that. Like I do like, well, as women, like, why is it all different? But I feel like we get stuck in these, like, we have to say yes to everything mindsets. And I'm sure some men do too. I'm going to put that out there. But
amen. The perfectionism is strong. So as the boundaries queen herself, the balance boundaries, the queen up in this house, can you tell us a little bit more about what boundaries are, in your opinion?
Sure. I'd love to talk about boundaries. So, you know, the definition of a boundary is it's a limit between you and someone else or something else. So it's like setting a distance, a limit. So you can set them with work, family, friends, partners, you know, the list can go on and on and on. Like you just can set boundaries in any aspect of your life realistically. And yeah, so it's important to have them because, you know, a lot of times I hear clients talk about the struggle, especially between work and life, like the work-life balance gets in the way. And a lot of times that's because they're not setting boundaries, right?
Amen. That's what this whole podcast is about.
So what I'm hearing a lot lately is like the struggle of like a work-life balance. And like, why is that happening? Is because people are struggling with boundaries. And I think like, especially right now, you know, in the midst of the beautiful pandemic that we're all in.
This beautiful global panini. the panorama.
The global panorama. You know, many people had to bring their work home and then schools closed. So then they had their children home and childcare closed and all this stuff. And so like everyone was home doing everything at home and everything kind of just started like blending into one another. And even before that, you know, I had a lot of people who were working from home prior, you know, too. And like that struggle of like knowing when to turn off that work time and like when to start family time and stuff like that is really, really tough because everything just is like intertwined. You know, they'll like, let me drink some coffee in the morning and answer a few emails. And it's like, I get that. But like also just have your like morning routine away from work.
That's such a good point. Like I've never had to go into an office because when I started working from home, I started working from home. But like I didn't have to transition from like office to home. Mm-hmm. It was just like fully at home, which was such a big transition in itself and so hard to set those boundaries. But like, especially during this pandemic. So when I first started my business, I would mainly work like out of coffee shops and I would or the library or something. And that was really nice for me to set boundaries to be like, okay, if I'm at a coffee shop or if I'm at a library, this is work time. And then like can close my computer, go home, and that's home time, you know? And it must be an interesting transition going from this because like you'd be able to leave your computer or leave work at the office and then come home and have home time.
Yeah. But I do think like it's also we're in this like age of like we have to be working all the time now too. And I feel like a lot of people have struggled with that too of like, you know, everyone gets a work laptop now. No one has like the physical desktop. So like now they're working and they bring their laptop home and then like, oh, we're going to answer a few more emails or finish that project or like do this and that. I'm like, it's really hard to like cut off that time and not think about, oh, I need to do this, I need to do that. And I mean, like we carry our own personal handheld computers with us every day on our cell phones. And it's easy, you put your email on there for work and you're just like, what up? Like, I just got an email for work. And you can see, and like, I definitely used to be that person who did that.
Oh my God, same. I just started transitioning all of my work stuff off of my phone and onto my computer so that when I'm on my computer or when I'm on my phone, it's like my time. Mm-hmm. But I still have a couple emails on there. Like I have a client's email on there just in case, because I've had a couple like mishaps. Like my computer, I cracked my computer screen last year, which was tragic. You know what cracked?
Tragic. What?
A cord. I closed it with an itty bitty piece of the charging cord in the corner and it just cracked it. Like it didn't crack it a lot, but like crazy. The corner was fucked.
That's crazy. Right? Yeah.
But because of that, I had to transition. Like I have an iPad, so I had to use my iPad for that. And my iPad is like my doodling and Netflix time. Like that's what I do on my iPad. It's just like watch Netflix or doodle. So it was weird transitioning that into like a work computer. And because of that, I have emails on my phone. So even now I get like the occasional newsletter on a client email and I check it. I'm just like, oh, what's that? And then I end up spending like 20 minutes looking at emails and responding to emails. It's like, right. No, I'm not even out of bed yet.
Right. And I think like it's so I literally just did that with my iPad. Like I just deleted. I did a hard reset because I was like, listen, I haven't. It's usually right next to my bed. And like I haven't really touched it in a while. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to use it so that I can like I'm not looking at text messages. Like, I mean, like unless you have iMessage, you can message my it comes in my iPad. But like I'm just going to like use it to like play games, unwind, like do whatever I want. And like before bed, it was like so freeing to have like I don't want to have to like get an email and look at it and be like, why am I like, why am I listening to this? Like, why am I reading this email? Why am I like worried about this? Because honestly, like I was the person who I would see a work email and like stress out about it, especially if I couldn't like get into anything. Like I couldn't get a hold of somebody till the next day. Like it was after work hours or whatever. I didn't want to be that person who was like also like, you know, Slack messaging my manager or like texting somebody and being like, what about this? Like, it got really like too much for me. And then I realized I was like spending so much of my emotional energy thinking about work and not enough time with like my partner when it was time off, or like really stepping out of that and like doing some self-care.
Yeah, self-care. I'm also the kind of person that like it needs to be like written down on a to-do list. And if it's not, I forget about it. And so when I check these emails in like the middle of the day or like as soon as I get up on my phone, it'll take away the notification from like Slack or an email. And then I'll go look at it later and be like, oh, I have no notifications. I have no emails. And then I completely lose track of it.
Right. And like that's, I know I've had a lot of like coworkers in the past since I've talked about like instilling like a one touch. So like if you open that email, you do what you need to do in that right then. So that way you're not doing like exactly like that. You're not forgetting about it later, which is why I'm like, well, if I do that, then I'm going to just constantly be working outside of my own hours. So that's why I was like, okay, I'll delete it off my phone and I'll be able to just like, once I log into work, I'll check my email, but I'm not going to worry about it before then.
Love that. I love that so much. I want to give some homework to our listeners right here and say, delete your work email off your phone if you can. If you need it, that's fine. But like, if you can delete it right now.
It's a game changer. It truly is. And like, all of that stuff will still be there for you. No one's going to like fire you off of it. And honestly, I'm going to speak from experience here, but like, if you have a work company that like, you feel like you need to do that, reassessing if that's toxic, because that is really toxic behavior if a boss is expecting you to respond to an email immediately. I know there's some jobs like public relations and like stuff like that, like social media, like people who might not be able to because like your job is literally that. But if it's not, like, you know, I've never worked in a company where I felt like my job was like I had to answer emails, but I did work for a company where it was very toxic in the sense of like, I felt like I had to respond right away and I had to have that notification so I knew I could jump in on that and stuff like that. And it's like, I shouldn't have to go out of my way to like prove that I'm a good employee. Like, I know my work speaks for itself and like all of that. So like, realistically, if your work is telling you that you are making you feel that way, it's time to kind of assess, and it might be toxic, babe.
Hey, fucking men. If someone's not willing to pay you for 24 hours a day, then you're not available 24 hours a day.
Exactly. Knowing your worth too. That's what it is.
Yes. So do you have any suggestions for our listeners or for people to do, like to take a look at their boundaries, or any suggestions of what to do if their boundaries are not up to standard right now?
Hire a coach and help you out. No. Shameless self promo. Well, so what I do is like, what I do with my clients is we sit and we do an audit of, you know, what their limits are. And we talk about boundaries. Cause I think, you know, first and foremost, it's having that conversation of like, what do your boundaries look like now? And like, how can they improve? Because I feel like once you sit there and think about that, like you really start to recognize like, where are they a little too lax? Like, where am I not doing that? And like, a lot of times it's like my clients will start and they'll be like, yeah, well, I'm like taking off, you know, I'm stopping to like make dinner, but then like I answer emails and do some work from like 7 until 10 p.m. And I'm like, so why are you, what? Like, you're still not doing it. Like, you're still, yeah, you made dinner and like, that's great. And you're able to have that family time, but like, you're now working, you know, a 16-hour day instead of an 8-hour day, and you're working 40 plus hours a week, and like what are you getting paid for? So it's like really a time to think about it that way too. Like, a lot of times I tell them, you know, it kind of goes right into like time management, which I love too, and like doing an audit of your time. And like, I literally tell people to take a weekly calendar and like have it broken down into like the times, like, you know, like how someone would schedule people. And just start like every hour writing what you did. And like, and it's okay if like you wrote for an hour of like, oh, I watched Netflix, or like I scrolled TikTok for an hour. Like, that's okay too. But like, write it down, because if you start to notice how much you're working and where the gaps are and like where your time is, because it really is helpful for people who feel like, I don't have enough hours in the day. It's like, but do you? Like, do you have enough productive hours in the day? Like, what are you doing all the time? Or people who are like, I don't feel as accomplished. Sometimes you can just write it down and be like, damn, bitch, I did a lot. Like, you're like, wow, I didn't realize how much I did get done. So I start with like, it's like a whole big like reset of like what your expectations are, where your boundaries sit. And then having that conversation of like, can you in your job have those like, I'm done working at this time and you can, you know, get me tomorrow morning. And like really having those that conversation.
That's such valuable homework and valuable like to-dos for our listeners. So if you didn't write that down, go back, listen to that again, listen to the homework again and do what Jill says because she is the master.
Yeah. So I wouldn't say the master, but I love this stuff. And I feel like it's so important to have really good boundaries within your business, within your personal life, within everything. And with that, I think it also is like, it's okay to say no. It's such a taboo word. No is so taboo. And like,
perfectionist in me is screaming right now.
I know. Same. No. But I mean, like, I struggled at that, especially when working and in owning your own business. Like, I feel like it's hard to say no to different things. Like, when you're working a job, you're like, I can't say no to my boss. Like, I can't say no to this. And it's like, but actually, like, You're allowed to have those boundaries. And if they're telling you like, hey, work on this day that you can't, like say no. You know what I mean? Like they hired you for a position, or if you're, you know, an entrepreneur and you're just like, someone says, oh, I have this deadline and it doesn't really fit within like what your boundaries are. And like, granted, you want to set them and make them clear from the beginning, but like, it's okay to say no, to be like, you know, I'm so sorry. Like that just doesn't work for me, but I can, you know, do this or have this time available.
I feel like I come at it from like a different perfectionist vibe of like letting people down. So I tend to like take on too much work and more than I can carry. And then I let people down. And it's like being able to look at what I have on my plate so far and see these other tasks and be like, no, I can't actually get that done by your deadline. So can we pass it on to someone else? And that is such a hard boundary to set.
And Carly, like, realistically, aren't you letting them down if you are accepting it but can't get it done?
Exactly. Exactly.
So, and I think that's the thing, like, you know, I always like to say, like, you can ask for forgiveness later. Like, if you have to, you don't have to ask for permission to get something done. You can ask for forgiveness after the fact. So, like,
oof, say that again for the people in the back.
Rewind it. I don't know. No, I think it was. You don't have to ask for permission to get something done. You can just ask for forgiveness later. And I'm not saying do that with everything. You know, I think it's just, if you need to say no, you don't have to ask their permission to say no. You're allowed to tell them what your boundary is and what you can do. And honestly, they're like, most people are going to respect that. You know what I mean? Like they're going to be thankful that you're respecting their time as well. And that, you know, you're respecting your own time and showing that you are responsible and knowing like your capacities. Right, Carly?
So good.
Carly's just sitting there thinking about all of the time she overcommitted.
Don't call me out like that. I feel like this whole episode is a call out. I love that. You have such a beautiful way of explaining boundaries and like just the way you talk about it is so beautiful. So how can people learn from you more, Jill?
This episode of the Wildly Balanced Podcast is sponsored by Coach Jill Arndt. Are you feeling stuck in that balance rut and you're not sure how to get out of it? Listeners of the Wildly Balanced Podcast can sign up to get a free 30-minute balance audit with Coach Jill to help them sort out their balance needs and get them on the right track to feeling more balanced today. Go to www.coachjillarndt.com/balance audit. to find out more and schedule your free 30-minute balance audit. So I think like coming off of all this, what do you find that's really hard about setting boundaries, Carly?
Ooh, like I was saying before, I think one of the biggest boundaries that I'm trying to set in my business right now is knowing when I'm like at the edge of what I can do and saying to my clients, that's not in my cards right now. Like I can't do that. Can we pass it on to someone else? Or even just like, can we extend the deadline a week because I can't get it done by Thursday? You know?
Yeah. Right. So for me, it's the guilt. It's the guilt associated with like saying no. And like, you know, it's definitely been hard to feel like you're going to let someone down, like we talked about before. And like the guilt of even using your time off. Like, I know in the, like my current employer, we have unlimited PTO, which is nice, but also one of those of like, you don't want to overuse it. And then you're like, you know, it stinks. But in a job where you're also working directly with clients, it's hard because then like, if I'm taking time off, I have to let them all know too. And then it's like, am I letting everybody down? And like, does that mean my coworkers are getting more people? And like, what's happening? But like, realistically, like when you sign on for a job, you also sign on that you're going to use that PTO. So like, it's not, you know, they shouldn't be making you feel guilty into taking your time off if you need it again.
So true. I feel like a lot of like, since I started my business, this mindset has been grilled into me when I was at like, quote unquote, normal jobs, like physical jobs, because it's like you had to ask for time off. And it's like, no, you didn't ask them for time off. You told them when you're taking time off. You like gave them a heads up, you know, and it's this mindset of like, am I allowed to take Christmas off to spend it with my family? And it's like, no, you can go to your boss and say, hey, I won't be here for Christmas. Please plan accordingly.
Right. And it's hard because a lot of companies don't see it like that. And then they like make you feel like, well, we need you. And like, I see these on TikTok all the time from like some of my like favorite content creators, and like where they'll be like, hey, I told you like I can't work Tuesdays. And like the boss is like, well, I really need you Tuesday. And they're like, well, I told you I couldn't work it. And she's like, really wish you would have told me ahead of time. It's like, I did. Like sometimes these people just don't listen, and that's not your fault. It's on them. And like, you shouldn't be feeling that guilt. But I think like in setting boundaries, you are. And like, even if you're setting boundaries with your parents, I see that a lot too, of like setting boundaries with family members, and like that guilt people feel of like telling them no, when like you definitely can. And like partners of like, hey, I might need some, a little extra time alone to like vibe by myself. You know what I mean? And like, I need to do this. And like, that's okay too.
Oh, that's so important. And I love that you're saying that. And I think the main part here is just be clear with your boundaries from the start. You know, be clear with your boundaries from the start. Because you don't need to explain your boundaries, but you do need to make them clear. You know, you don't have to explain why you're taking time off or why you can't work Tuesdays, as long as you make it clear from the start that, hey, I don't work Tuesdays.
Amen.
Amen.
So we kind of touched into this a little bit, but what's your hardest boundary that you had to set so far, and how did you set it?
Ooh, I think my hardest boundary to set so far is like taking time off. Like I said, my anniversary is on Friday, so I'm taking Friday off, and I'm not even going to open my computer. That's the goal. But like,
ooh, can you?
I don't know. I'm going to try and do it. But it's going to be like my time to spend with Chad. And it's like, I don't have to explain why I'm taking time off, and I don't have to work in the morning or work in the night. Like, I'm just going to take the whole day off and spend time with Chad. And that's something that is really hard for me to get behind.
Chad's a lucky dude, man.
I hope he does know. He should know. He's listening to this.
What
is your hardest boundary that you've set so far, and how did you set it? Tell us more, Jill, from the boundaries queen herself.
Like I said before, it was definitely the work boundary. The deleting my work calendar off of my phone was like game changing. And like, I hate to admit it, but it happened because I was in the hospital. And when I was like hospitalized, I ended up like, I didn't respond to anything. And then I had like so many unread messages and just felt so overwhelming that I was just like, I'll deal with this when I get back. And like, I hate that that was the reason. Like, I literally had to be hospitalized to do it. But like, it has been a game changer in the sense of like, you know, also deleting your work calendar off your phone. Like, I know what I have to do, and I know when I have to be at work. I don't need to know every single minute of my day. And I mean, like, again, you know, probably people in sales that are like traveling and have meetings might need that. Like, that's okay. But like, you might also have a work phone where you can have two different ones and like keep them completely separate. And that's okay too. Like, you don't need to combine them. But yeah, so like for me, that has been my saving grace. And like, I definitely recommend it to everybody. Like, it's not be able to separate that work from home. And it's like having that dedicated space for work in your house is also super important.
Yes. I just got a desk for like the first time ever. I've been the kind of person who like brings my computer to a coffee shop or like sets it up on the kitchen counter, or even like I will work from the couch or my bed sometimes. And I finally have like my own designated desk space, and it's gorgeous. It's so nice to be able to like
gorgeous,
keep it
darling.
There. It's gorgeous. I've covered it in plants.
Such a vibe. But yeah, and like it's just been, it's really that. And I know like we said, this doesn't, it isn't a one size fits all. Like, it's not going to work for every single person out there listening. That's okay. But like, you know, happy to talk more about it with individuals too, if they need, of like how they can really set those boundaries up.
Yes, you get a boundaries audit. You get a boundaries audit. Check under your seats for a boundary audit.
Balance audit. But you know, boundaries, balance.
They all work together.
They do. And yeah, I'm like, I get it. And, you know, even as an entrepreneur ourselves, I still have all of the Wildly Balanced stuff on my phone and some of like my Coach Jill stuff, because I do need to have that. Like, that feels a little more, I'm more connected, but I do know when I can like take the time off. And like, I'm very mindful about like when I schedule certain things and, you know, when I schedule time off. And like Carly said, like scheduling her weekend off so that she can spend it with her fiance.
Yes.
For their anniversary. But yeah, I think it's being mindful, I think, is a lot of it too.
Another boundary that I've started setting, I just want to squeeze this in here before we move on. Another boundary that I've been setting is I will set my calendar links, like my booking links, are only like a couple hours on mm-hmm. certain days. Like, I'm not open Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 to book. Like, I'm only available from these days on Wednesdays and these days on Fridays. Like, those are my times. If it doesn't work for you, I'll see you in like 6 weeks when it does work for you.
Right. You know? Exactly. Like, it has to work for you. And that's okay. Unapologetically.
Unapologetic. I love it.
So what boundary are you currently working on, Carly?
Ooh. My current boundary that I'm working on, and you're going to hear more about this in the next couple episodes, we talk more about outsourcing. But I have this beautiful team that is Carly Itako. So it's me, and I have three other amazing women who like are in their zone of genius. And I struggle so hard outsourcing to them. And that's something I really need to work on more, is like working together more as a team and like trusting my team and outsourcing more to them, to because that's how I can grow. That's how I can continue to grow Carly Itako, because boundaries, I don't have time for more clients right now, but I want to take on more clients. I want to grow, and I want to outsource more to my team. So that is a boundary that I'm currently working through. What is your boundary, Jill?
Mine is like scheduling more time off. In the sense of like my other job, like I talked about, and we have a limited PTO, but like really being mindful and like taking the time off that I want, not even need, that I want.
Amen. I feel like unlimited pay time off feels like a sticker, because I'm one of those people that like, if I get a sticker, I won't stick it to anything.
Right.
Because I'm like, what if I find a better place to stick it?
What if I want to stick it somewhere else later?
Even though I guess like limited pay time off would feel more like a sticker because you have to use it. But I don't know. It gives off the same vibe.
I think that pay time off is just going to give off that vibe regardless.
Fair.
But it's yours to use, so use it. So I wonder, you know, everybody listening, let us know what your boundary needs are currently. Let us know the hardest ones, what you're currently working on, what was hard for you, and we'll read some of our favorites in a future episode.
Yes, you can comment on some of our posts on Instagram at wildly.balanced, or you can send us an email with your current boundary that you're working on at, what's our email, Jill?
hello@wildlybalancedpodcast.com.
Yes, it'll be in the show notes. We'd love to hear from you. I think also with Anchor, we'll put the message or the link down below, but you can actually send us a message directly to the podcast.
So. Do it to it, babe.
Do it to it.
So Carly, what does your permission slip say this week?
Ooh, we had such a juicy episode that it's hard to come up with just one. But I think my permission slip this week says permission to unapologetically take time off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Just encompasses everything we've talked about today. Unapologetically take time off. What does your permission slip say, Jill?
My permission slip says permission to not feel the guilt. I think it's that guilt associated with boundary setting in general. Like, you don't, it's not on you, babe. For everyone,
yes. Listening,
it's not on you, babe.
So good. So good.
So good. All righty, you all. Thank you for listening. Follow us on Instagram. As Carly said, like, just like a couple seconds before, it's wildly.balance.
We're pretty cool.
We are.
We're having a fun Instagram. Growing the Instagram is really fun. Check out our website, wildlybalancedpodcast.com. Join our newsletter. There's a link on there. We send out super fun newsletters each week.
Yeah, check out our guest application on the website. If you are a creative entrepreneur, if you love boundaries as much as I do and you just want to talk more about them, we'd love to interview you.
Yes. Come here, friend. If you want to get a balance audit from the one and only Jill, Coach Jill Arndt, check out the link in the show notes. Grab your balance audit.
And then don't forget to rate and subscribe on any platform that you listen to. We'd love for you to rate it and subscribe to us so you get all the notifications when all of our beautiful podcasts are available for your listening pleasure.
Yes, every week, every Wednesday.
Wednesday, babes.